Welcome to Sports Roundup with Hoss Martin, where the biggest stories, boldest opinions, and most important conversations in sports come together. From the playing field to the front office, we've got you covered. Now, here's your host, Hoss Martin.
Hello again, this is Hoss Martin back in the saddle with your Sports Roundup moment. Today's topic, Sean Payton's quip was a good one, right after this short break.
Some people judge a book by its cover, and if you're not what people are looking for, you're kind of like a reject.
At school, it feels like everyone's staring at me, and I'm just kind of not really a person.
Sometimes I can't believe that you could be proud of me if I'm not proud of myself.
It just was hard today. Nobody was listening to me.
Think of our best times together. Let's do more of that.
You know, try to understand me more, and I'll try to do the same.
Listening is a form of love. Find ways to support your kids at soundedouttogether.org.
Hoss Martin, telling you like it is on Sports Roundup.
Last night, the Denver Broncos were in town to face the Atlanta Falcons in the first preseason game for both teams. Judging by the sparse crowd in attendance at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, it was safe to say that Metro Atlanta did not succumb to Falcons fever at this juncture. In fact, during the inane interview at halftime, Broncos head coach Sean Payton's acerbic response, "A lot of people dressed up as empty seats today," was a brilliant quip for a languid effort by the Falcons throughout the night. Unfortunately, Payton's comment was not out of bounds because the low attendance at MBS was tantamount to a so-called crowd at a United Football League game. The fact is, the lack of elan among many of us who are partial to the Falcons is an indication that the franchise has not given us very much over the years. They have not made the postseason in nearly 10 years, and we are not certain how the Falcons' quarterback situation will be resolved due to injuries, acquisitions, and a new coaching regime again. So I can understand why fans are reluctant to spend regular season capital on mostly preseason talent that just might make the UFL or CFL roster next season. Hey, it's just like old times for Sean Payton throwing shade.
Sports Roundup with Hoss Martin at HossMartin.com. Only on HossMartin.com.
Thanks again for joining us at Chris Marr Studios here in Atlanta. Until we meet again next time, this is Hoss Martin saying, let's get it, let's go.
That's another edition of Sports Roundup with Hoss Martin. Thank you for listening and being part of the conversation. Be sure to visit HossMartin.com for more podcasts, commentary, and exclusive content.
This has been Sports Roundup with Hoss Martin, a Chris Marr Studios production.